As the search for weapons of mass destruction continues, a growing number of intelligence officials are stepping forward to express concerns that the Bush administration deliberately manipulated data to build support for the war. That concern has reached the point that a group has formed, calling themselves Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. According to today's New York Times, they've taken the extraordinary step of writing to President Bush, protesting what they call a policy and intelligence fiasco of monumental proportions. Larry Johnson is a former CIA and State Department intelligence analyst. He believes there's no question that intelligence was misused.
There are a lot of people who are still active duty inside the agency who are just completely distraught with what they view as a cooking of the books, that the real genuine politicization of the intelligence that I don't think we've seen since the efforts during the Contra War to try to shape some of the intelligence.
So was this a case where data was misinterpreted by those within the administration, or were officials putting pressure on those within the intelligence community to, and I want to be careful about using the word exaggerate,
yes,
so to amplify their findings in some way to turn the temperature up?
It was both. They started out with an idea of what they wanted to believe. They wanted to believe that Iraq posed a threat to the United States. They wanted to believe that Iraq was backing al-Qaeda and began looking for intelligence pieces that would fit within that picture. That's different from combing through the information and seeing what picture comes together by looking at the whole picture. But the other part that was taking place was the analysts at CIA, I am told, did not believe that Iraq posed a threat, particularly with weapons of mass destruction to the United States. And I am told that their attempt to put that line of analysis out was thwarted, and in fact that the line of analysis backed by the Department of Defense Office of Special Plans went forward without a dissent. And these are the people charged with telling the president what's going on. And any president is not in a position to comb through all these volumes of information. You have to rely upon people to give you the truth. And it would appear in this case that the President Bush is being misled deliberately.
But intelligence by its very nature is secret. It's covert. And it's
sure,
quite possible that there's intelligence out there that we, and that would include you since you are a former intelligence officer, have not been privy to, that since these weapons of mass destruction have not been found, we don't know that the White House actually manipulated this data.
One thing I learned in my first week on the job at CIA, starting back in 1985, when we were presented with information that was considered very highly classified, top secret information, must protect at all costs, and I was reading it within the next day or two in the New York Times and the Washington Post. Bush administration officials would have been running to the press if they had had the proof. The one thing we did not see going into the start of this war that I've seen in previous situations where we had clear intelligence of misdeeds by other governments or terrorist organizations, we would put together briefing teams, go overseas, brief foreign governments who were even opposed to our position, and by showing them the actual evidence could sway them. What did not happen in this case is that case to other governments was not made, and the reason it wasn't made is because the evidence did not exist.
What the administration might say also is that because of the way they operate, where much of the power is centralized very close to the Oval Office, that some of this these sour grapes may be coming from individuals who feel like they were cut out of the inner circle, that they're not being listened to.
No, in fact, some of the people I know are not. They are not directly in the process of having their views represented or misrepresented, but they are in a position to know what the positions are, to know what the intelligence is, and to have a look at it. Look, I voted Republican. I'll lay my political credentials on the table. I find this outrageous, and I think it is incumbent upon the U.S. Congress to do something about it. I think it's incumbent upon the President Bush to do something about it, because these individuals that have been operating out of the Office of Special Plans at the Department of Defense, I think, represent a clear and present danger to the United States.
Larry Johnson, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Larry Johnson is a former CIA and State Department intelligence analyst.